The United States, as host country of the United Nations, is obligated by treaty to allow Mr. Gaddafi and other world leaders to attend UN activities. But officials here are making no secret of their unease about his reported plan to pitch his trademark Bedouin tent at the New Jersey residence of Libya's UN mission chief during his stay. The Libyan leader greets foreign dignitaries in a tent at home, and in recent years has also stayed in a tent while attending some international meetings. A report in Newsweek magazine this week says Mr. Gaddafi decided to put up the tent at the Libyan residence in Englewood, New Jersey, after having been denied permission to have the elaborate tent pitched in New York's Central Park. The plan has already stirred local opposition in Englewood, which has a large Jewish population and which is near the homes of some family members of Americans killed in the 1988 airliner bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, for which Libya accepted responsibility and paid compensation. A senior official who spoke to reporters here called the idea to put the tent in Englewood awful, but said the State Department was still discussing its formal position on the matter. The same official termed disgusting the hero's welcome the Gaddafi government gave to convicted Lockerbie bomber Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, who was released from prison by Scottish authorities Thursday because he suffers from terminal cancer. At a news briefing, State Department spokesman Ian Kelly said Libya's treatment of Megrahi will affect the U.S.-Libyan relationship.
The celebration of his return was extremely disturbing, and we have made it quite clear to the Libyan government, both publicly and privately, that are going to be watching very closely how they receive this man. And if they continue to lionize him in a public fashion, that these kinds of public demonstrations can only have a profoundly negative effect on our relationship.
Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the son of the Libyan leader, was among a jubilant crowd that welcomed Megrahi at the Tripoli airport Thursday. The Libyan leader himself visited him at his home Saturday. President Barack Obama last week called for Megrahi to be put under house arrest. The senior official who spoke here noted that the convicted terrorist had not left his home since arriving there, and he also credited Libyan authorities with acting to limit the size of the airport crowd. Spokesman Kelly said the United States disagreed passionately with the decision of Scottish authorities to release Megrahi on health grounds, but he said it will not damage the traditional warm relationship between the United States and Britain, and that U.S. officials accept at face value British denials that commercial considerations affected the Scottish decision. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.